Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Hello and welcome to 100 Yards of Football, Sports Talk Radio. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and joining me to talk about the NFL Week 6 matchup between the Washington Commanders and the Chicago Bears, it's our expert host in the field, live from Atlanta, Mr. Logan Landers. How's it going, man?
What's up, Jeremiah? Talking some NFL football, some Thursday night football to be precise. The Commanders, the Bears, both two teams looking to turn it around. Can't wait to talk more about it, man. It's going to be a good matchup.
Absolutely. And for everyone who's watching our show live or listening to our podcast, we just want to say thank you. It's because of you that we grow so much every single week. We get more subscribers. We get more comments and more reviews over on our podcast. And so we just want to say thank you. You telling your friends, family, and colleagues about our show via word of mouth, just saying, hey, are you watching 100 Yards of Football? Or, hey, do you listen to 100 Yards of Football podcast? That's the way we grow. So thank you so much. And please make sure you like, share, and subscribe and hit that notification bell so that we can always be in your inbox with all of our new episodes throughout the season. Well, Mr. Logan Landers, tell us, what do we have to look forward to from the Washington Commanders and the Chicago Bears?
Let's talk about these Commanders, right? Came out the gates 1-0, but since then have yet to get in the win column once again. Currently sitting at 1-4 on the season. This past week, they went up against the Tennessee Titans when fell 21-17 in a close ball game. Carson Wentz had a solid performance, Jeremiah. 25 of 38 passing, looking good there in the air. 359 yards, a 9.4 average, 2 touchdowns, 1 INT, sacked 3 times. So he was doing all he could. He really was, but it just was not enough for this Commanders team. The running game, it was a little bit shoddy. Not much going on, honestly. 17 carries as a team for only 43 yards. Brian Robinson did come back, which is a nice story, but didn't get much done on the field. 9 carries for 22 for him. Carson Wentz, 5 carries for 15. So just not much going on for the running game for this Bears, or excuse me, for this Commanders team. For the receiving core, Diami Brown, two catches for 105 yards. I don't even know how that's possible, but he's able to do it. He also got in the end zone on his 2 catches, so very efficient. Terry McLaurin, Scary Terry, 5 catches for 76 yards, was behind him. And Curtis Samuel, 6 grabs for 62. So like I said, Carson Wentz throwing the ball over the place. The offense was clicking on the passing game, at least. The running game, not so much. So you got to build on that this upcoming week. As for the team, Carson Wentz, like I said, he did fumble the ball 3 times. He recovered them all 3, but you just got to hold on to it, Carson. You can't let go of the ball no matter what, even if you did recover them. For the defense, like I said, gave up 21 points. They're still trying to get things rolling here in Washington. But leading the way was Cole Holcomb with 15 tackles. Montez Sweat behind him with 6. As a team, they had 5 sacks, though, so something to build off of. Sweat led the team with 2. 7 tackles for loss, as well as a squad, and 1 pass was defended, no interception. So Washington, build on the passing game, get the running game up a little bit more, and just keep doing what you're doing. Like I said, the defense is going to come, I think. They were really good a few seasons ago. They're still trying to get it worked out. So those are the keys to victory for the Washington Commanders. Now let's move on over to the Bears in Chicago, currently sitting at 2-3 on the year on a 2-game losing streak, lost to the Minnesota Fighting Vikings this past week, 29-22, so another close ball game, just was not able to pull it off. Now, looking at Chicago, all eyes, of course, got to be on your QB, got to be looking at Justin Fields, who's still trying to get it going in the NFL, still trying to get in his rhythm. 15 to 21 passing, 9.9 average for 208 yards. Not too bad. Sacked twice, one touchdown, no interception. So a solid game he can build on and get even stronger, perhaps. The running game, kind of like in Washington, not the strongest. This one was a little bit better, though. 24 carries as a team for 78 yards. Justin Fields, of course, the quarterback, led the way with 8 carries for 47. That is the perks of having a dual-threat quarterback. The actual running back, David Montgomery, only 12 carries for 20 yards. Not good enough right there. Only a 1.7 average. That ain't going to cut it. But I will say Montgomery did lead the way in terms of receiving. 4 catches for 62 yards. Darnell Mooney behind him, 2 catches for 52. The one touchdown coming to Velus Jones, coming out of course, we all know, with Tennessee with the Volunteers. So looking at his defense, like I said, still trying to get it figured out as well. Gave up 29 points against Minnesota, who, man, I mean, Justin Jefferson was just doing just awful things to that defense, man. 12 catches, 154 yards, just doing them dirty. So for the Bears, the defense led the way by Jalen Jones, 13 total tackles. Kyler Gordon behind him with 10, and Nicholas Morrow with 10 as well. So they got to get it going. As for the, they also were a little bit of butterfingers as well, Jeremiah, kind of like Washington. Got to keep control of the ball. 3 fumbles. They lost 1, but they did recover 2. So just hold on to that ball, man. Get some new gloves, or I know you can't use stick 'em anymore, but I mean, hey, you just got to hold on to it. As a team, 1 sack, give that one over to Justin Jones. 4 tackles for loss, 3 pass defended, and 1 INT coming from Kendall Vildor. So, like I said, both these teams under 500, trying to get it rolling. And I think for my final score in this one, I'm going to have to roll with a team that I think is looking a little better right now, a team who I think could have a big breakout game, and that's going to go with the Chicago Bears. No discredit to the Commanders. I just think Justin Fields, I expect him, you know, prime time, Thursday Night Football on Amazon. I think he's going to have a good matchup here. So I'm going to go with the Bears getting a close one in this one. Not very high scoring, but I got the Bears winning 21 and the Commanders 17 in this ball game. Kind of low scoring, but I think it's going to just be a battle of attrition and who wants it more in the fourth. So I'm going to go with Justin Fields and the Bears get the win in this upcoming ball game, moving them back to 500. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
Duh Bears, indeed. Yeah, that's what we want to see. We want to see them keep on moving, get back to that 500. Washington Commanders, love to see what they do. So all of our listeners and our live viewers, tell us, what do you think? Because that's what we love to hear. We put out our best information for you so you can know about your favorite teams, and then we want to hear back from you about what do you think will happen. So if you think the Washington Commanders are going to win, if you think the Chicago Bears are going to win, and you know, do you think that there are certain keys for them to win, we'd like to hear from you. So put it in the comments over on YouTube, over on Facebook, and if you're listening to our podcast, you can just give us a subscribe, you can give us a review, and you can tell us what you think. And you can do that on any platform that you want, including over on Spotify, on Apple Podcast, on Amazon, on Google, on iHeartRadio, on Stitcher, on Overcast, Google. I think I said Google already, but yeah, anywhere that you love to listen to podcasts. And if you don't listen to podcasts, come give it a try. If you have a mobile device, then you probably already have access to our podcast. If you're on an Apple device, then just pull up podcasts and look up 100 Yards of Football. If you're on a Google device, like an Android phone, you can just look it up on Google Podcast, or you can just Google it, just Google 100 Yards of Football Podcast, and another great solution will pop up for you right there in your browser, and you can listen anytime you want on streaming through Google Podcasts as well. So thank you so much to Mr. Logan Landers for that NFL Week 6 coverage of the Washington Commanders versus the Chicago Bears. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and we'll be back with another live episode. Stay tuned.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football, Sports, Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.